Spread your jams and drizzle your syrups.
Why is it so sticky?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Tell you what, I got that Friday feeling.
Oh, there's nothing better, is there?
That's it.
Nothing better. It makes me tingle all over.
And I hope you do too. Hopefully not a tingling like our guest yesterday, Samara, got. The early stages of anaphylactic shock.
No, I'm not allergic to Fridays at all. I am well and truly. I will make love all night long to Fridays.
Well, that's a great image to launch off the final all-day breakfast of the week. Thank you so much for downloading it or listening to it on whatever platform you see fit. Quite the big show today, Matt O'Kine, because there's a fair bit of news, not the least of which, Powderfinger, after a sneaky change of their social, have announced that they're doing a little one-off show live in a week, not tomorrow, not Saturday, but in a week's time. And we're going to be chatting to Darren from the band about how it all came about and what you can expect.
Yeah, so excited. We're also...
because they're good Brizzy boys like you, Matt. They represent the great QLD.
I've got a big history with Powderfinger.
Yeah, what do you got?
No, 2003, working at Video Easy, Kenmore. Used to serve Bernard Fanning's brother quite regularly. So you know,
What did he hire?
Oh, we had a chat once about, I think, The Godfather, but I hadn't seen it, but I pretended I had.
Didn't Nick Cave come into your Video Easy one time? Who was the famous person that came in?
I honestly can't remember. I don't know. Bernard Fanning's brother was definitely up there, though. Hey, speaking of Brisbane, one of the raddest houses I've ever seen. I've been cruising the pages of the real estate market.
Yep.
And, an incredible house that we're going to be talking to someone about, because I dare say this has one of the most unique features I've ever seen.
Yeah, I've not seen a real estate listing this bodacious in all my years. So we'll find out what about this house makes it unique a little bit later on as well.
One more thing, Alex Dyson. Can you see there's a little button there that says emergency tape, a file. Can you play that? Because I was sitting at home.
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting at home this morning. You know, playing with my daughter.
This button?
No.
Sorry, that's protesters chanting arrest Bill Gates. Sorry.
I was playing with my daughter, Sophia, just playing with her, listening to the radio, and this catches my ear.
It is Woods with Run For It. Donna from Port Macquarie texting in saying, Woods is the goods. Goods spelt with an E. If you know, you know. Or if not, you can check out the Matt and Alex podcast. I'm Lucy Smith.
My dude. You will never live this down.
Lucy Smith. Doing it. All right, Lucy, thanks for the shout out. Good to get our podcast out there on a national network, Matt O'Kine. That's lovely stuff. So nice to hear that, it's getting a little bit of play. Some Apple royalties coming in.
That people are letting the world know that Woods is the goods.
He certainly
AKA
is.
AKA Ian from Werribee. That's Alex Dyson. Well,
who do you think Donna was, Matt? Come on, mate. It's All Day Breakfast, Matt and Alex. It is All Day Breakfast with Matt O'Kine and Donna from Port Macquarie. And we do have those things coming up in the
show. Never know who's texting with Dyson behind the phone, that's for sure.
But as well as that, the big news really, let's be honest, Matt O'Kine, restrictions easing this weekend for a lot of states around the place. Numbers are going up. Things are starting to creep back towards normal. Australians have done so well to get us to this point. And we're being allowed a little bit of leeway now. Hopefully we stick to that and, you know, keep things under control. But it does mean that we can do a few things that for the last eight weeks has just been out of the question.
Yeah, you might be able to have a few more people over. You might be able to dine out at your favorite small restaurant. We asked you what you're up to this weekend.
Yeah, the talkback went out on our Instagram, matt.n.alex, and Ross answered the call. Ross, this weekend, what's on the cards, mate?
I'm heading over to the go-kart club and we're got a working bee on. Got to get it ready to go racing again.
Ooh, wow. So it's been a few weeks unkempt. Does that mean, you know, the bitumen is not quite smooth enough? What does it mean?
Bit rough. Might have to machete my way through the grass and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so there was a lot of restrictions sort of talked about how they're going to get back into F1, supercars, all that with, you know, pit stops. Are they going to be able to have close proximity and stuff? What's the go-kart maintenance situation like? Can you think you'll be able to do it with keeping social distance?
Well, they're a pretty small thing, but I reckon given they're 1.5 metres around, you'd be right. You can jump in there pretty easy.
It's almost they were made for COVID restrictions, being 1.5 metres apart.
We're ahead of the curve. We're well prepared.
Indeed. Now, how annoyed were you, Ross, when the steps start coming out? Obviously, they can't list every business when are they talking about restrictions. But when they say things like saunas and bathhouses will be open, why couldn't they replace that with go-kart tracks will be back online? You know, I think people go to go-karting more than they go to saunas and bathhouses.
Well, that's right. And you're only in a towel and a sauna, but when you're in a go-kart, you've got a helmet and a jumpsuit on and gloves. You're all set to go. I can't see the reason why.
All right. Well, you seem to love your go-karting. Talk yourself up a bit here. Greatest go-kart achievement?
2-time club champion, I reckon, is probably...
Is that enough for you, Matty? you questioned the man, and he just shoved that right sauce? Back in your face.
Have you got any tomato sauce I can put on these words that I'm eating?
Nothing
I can
cool
give you some hummus if you like.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much for that one, Ross. Enjoy your go-kart. Glad that you can get back to it, my friend. We've also got Alana from Sydney joining us here. G'day, Alana. What are you up to this weekend?
Hey, I'm actually going to go see my dogs who still live with my parents after weeks of being apart.
You haven't got to see your dogs for that long?
No.
But wait, why? Because aren't dogs weren't part of the, you know, official tally for restrictions, were they?
No, but because when I moved out, I didn't move into a dog-friendly place and I don't drive, so I haven't been able to go see my dogs mainly. Oh. My parents, I've been able to see.
Okay.
But my dogs, which are far more important to me.
I hope your parents don't listen to All Day Breakfast with Matt and Alex.
They should.
Okay, that's true. We should get them on there.
This is very true. Well, that's very exciting that you're going to get to see your dogs. Is it just going to be you or are you going to get the whole family around to see them?
Yeah, it'll be my parents too. But, I mean, I did see them last weekend for Mother's Day. My parents came over here to my place and... my dogs and I, like, we're very special. Like, we have a bond, and every week I'm like, oh, I want to go see my dogs. So
well, let me ask you this one then, Alana. Do you have a different voice you talk to your dogs in?
Oh, my God. Yes, of course I do.
Because you're a normal person. Could you just pretend that Matt and I are your puppies. What would you say to us if you saw us for the first time in a while?
I can't believe I'm just putting
that's brilliant, Alana. We appreciate
so good.
You hanging out. Have a really good time with your dogs. Hey, Tash from Brisbane, you got your baby boy and your baby girl, Matt and Alex, here with you. What are you doing this weekend?
Hey, guys. I'm going to take a bit of a road trip and surprise my dad for his birthday.
Oh, so he doesn't know you're coming?
No. So I've been trying to organise it with my brother. We've been in contact with his partner and, we're going to stick within the 150K limits of our recreational and, take a drive and surprise him for his birthday.
Sensational. You taking a prezi with you?
Well, it was my birthday not too long ago when all this fun COVID stuff was happening and he actually wrapped up some TP for me, so I think I'm going to return the favour.
Some what? TP?
Toilet paper, mate.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I'm not down with the acronyms. All right. So what are we talking? Are we talking some deluxe 2-ply, 3-ply? Surely not the 4-ply.
Yeah, I might spoil him with some 3-ply, but I might throw in some pasta, you know, just make it that extra special.
Oh, just that stuff that's real hard to come by at the shops. I like that idea. Thank you very much, Nadia. Have a very good weekend in Queensland. We've also got, that was Tash. Let's go to Nadia now. Hello, Nadia.
Oh, I thought I missed my chance. Hello.
No, that's all right. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, yourself?
Not too
great,
bad.
Great, thanks. Nadia, what have you got up to? What are you up to this weekend?
All right, bit of backstory. My friend's a DJ by hobby And we have a tradition of having sleepovers. We're in our 30s, so, you know, trying to bring back fun of, you know, not being hardworking gals.
I tell you what, bring them back, sleepovers. Weren't they the best?
Sleeping back in the lounge rooms.
Yep.
Gossiping about, you know, who you like at work.
Have you got an answer to that question at the moment, Nadia? Who do you like?
Oh, my boyfriend. Yeah, she's got a husband.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. So your boyfriend, you know.
Yeah,
like,
but if you were to like, if you were to rank the 10 hottest, like in order, what would you say in the world?
In the world? Oh, that 10's a lot.
That is true. But isn't that a sleepover question?
What, 10 hottest people?
In school.
Oh, in school? I'm a teacher. That's weird.
Yeah, okay. I guess now that we're older, we should really amend our questions as we grow up, I think.
That's exciting. What are you usually, is it just going to be you two, or is there going to be a few people now that restrictions have been lifted a little bit in some states?
It's sacred for us and her husband, so it's just the three of us.
Right.
Other people tend to drop in other times, but it's just not the same. They have a fire pit, so when she's DJing, there's like disco lights, smoke machine, lasers, everything.
Well, like, sounds like a on. Sick Damn. Weekend.
Yeah, you guys are going hard.
Yeah, and it's going to be great.
Excellent. All right, well, Nadia from Melbourne, appreciate you checking in with us with that one.
Yeah, awesome. Have a good one.
Excellent. You too. Matt O'Kine, should we have a sleepover this weekend? Oh, what are you up to?
Australia's absolutely killing it when it comes to doing awesome things this weekend.
Should we hit the go-kart track?
Oh, yeah. But remember, please stay safe. Keep your distance. All those things.
And be wary of go-kart trophies, which are the largest of all sports trophies. Do you remember? I seem to remember go-kart trophies trumping everything. I'm going to get my hands on one of them.
Size of because you're
feeling bad because Ross absolutely smashed you, mate. Keep out of it. All right, Matt Melks, All Day Breakfast.
All Day Breakfast.
Now, Matt O'Kine, so excited to see the news after a little bit of social media teasing. Australia has come to celebrate the fact that Powderfinger, incredible busy band, and Busy Band are reuniting to do a one-off show for charity, One Night Lonely. And so excited to have Darren from the band with us right now. Hey, Darren.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on the show. It must have been a big day yesterday chatting to so many people about this huge announcement. How are you feeling about it?
I know. Look, I am, as I have always been, and all of the band has been, like, pretty surprised. It's like, geez, there's quite a bit of attention going on to this little, you know. I know we made a small change to our, you know, profile picture and whatever, and there's just hundreds and hundreds of people going, what's going on? I mean, it's amazing. It's really incredibly flattering. You know, it's been 10 years and people are still seem to be a little bit excited about the band.
A little bit, mate. People are frothing at the bit for it. You're talking about it. They're absolutely exciting. Oh, it's very, very exciting.
How does it get organized, something like this, Darren? It's because we've been talking a little bit about the TV show Community getting back together, and Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, was left out of the group chat. didn't know too much going on. Is there a Powderfinger WhatsApp? Is that how you guys organize something like this? Or what goes on with you these days?
There is one of those. But we've been chatting for the last 2 or 3 months, every couple of weeks, because we've got one of our records is turning 20 this year. So, you know, we've been back in touch, just, you know, preparing the way for that, I guess. And then the idea just came up, you know, obviously due to the circumstances we're all in at the moment. You know, everyone's been contacted by people. I never thought they'd be contacted by, you know, just feeling down with all of this going on naturally. So the idea just came up, well, maybe we should do, why don't we just get back together for this thing, and we'll just do a broadcast, and, you know, if it brings a smile to people's faces, and you know, we've got Support Act and Beyond Blue on board as well. So, yeah, and we just kind of went, Well, if we can do it remotely, then we won't be punching each other's lights out. So that's,
Well, indeed.
No, but it was that bad.
tell us the truth, Darren. Did you really just do this so that you could all apply for JobKeeper?
It does legitimise our whole, application form. You're right.
Yeah, I bet. Suddenly the company's, it's all registered now. Yeah, we're back performing. $750 a week in the back pocket, mate. I know you.
That is such a good idea.
That it is. But a few people will be, more than a few will be watching at 7 p.m. on the 23rd of May. It's a Saturday night, one night lonely. As you mentioned, the Beyond Blue and Support Act will be sharing a few funds. Support Act in particular, who look after and help and give a bit of support towards people in the music biz, which can be a tricky time, particularly at a time like this where it's such an affected industry. Darren, have you talked to other Muso mates who have found it tricky in these times?
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken to some Muso friends, but also, like sort of what you're saying, Support Act really offers a bit of a network for the people who are, off stage, yet part of the music industry. So, and a few of them, I mean, the whole, as you guys will know, the whole kind of music entertainment world really is like never before has had the rug pulled completely from under its feet, Even, back in the days when piracy was happening and Napster and all sorts of little, Spotify came in, it was like, oh, that sucks. But this is like, holy cow, that's everything pulled away. So, yeah, it's pretty tough. And everyone who works in the business, for the most part, it's kind of gig to gig. They make contacts and friends and they do their jobs well and so they can keep working and then, we can't really do anything at the moment.
Yeah, Darren, so you mentioned that you've been talking about for an anniversary release of Odyssey number 5. In terms of an anniversary release, is there going to be any new stuff that might be popping up?
Come on, give us the scoop, Daz.
Oh, just because it's you guys.
We're a new podcast. We need scoops, mate.
Oh, look, I guess I'm about to deflect it, obviously. We're going to have to wait and see when we get a bit closer. But, we always put something on that's, I suppose, never been heard before from us. So, it's going to be a pretty interesting and exciting year in that sense from the band. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. And I'm sure a few music festivals trying to get all Aussie lineups will be come sniffing around the doorstop potentially. So we look forward to seeing what else happens with Powderfinger. But let's all focus on the One Night Lonely next Saturday night. I'll be sitting by my YouTube channel there and check it out, Powderfinger, getting back together. That'll be amazing, Darren. Thank you so much for having a talk with us today. All the best with it. And send our regards to the rest of the crew as well.
Cheers, guys. I shall do.
Smell toast. Now, regular listeners of All Day Breakfast will be wanting to know this straight away. What was today's All Day Breakfast conference call like? And I got to let you know, this is what happened today on the phone.
Sophia, look, a rabbit. Look, bunny, quickly.
He's losing his mind. Keeping all benefits.
There's someone with a bunny in the park. Look, Sophia, a rabbit. Come on, quickly, quickly.
Trying to organise a show.
Quickly, she doesn't get it. There's a rabbit. She just kept wanting to pick up a leaf and walk into the duck pond. I'm like, there's a rabbit.
So you were on the call with us today. We talk about what's going to be on the show and whatever. And
every day, Dyson, every day I'm on the call and I'm trying to wrangle a wild one-year-old who has like a mind of her own. She just wants to do whatever she wants to do. And she does not care about what break we're doing and what news has been happening and who we get to. She doesn't give a crap.
So she didn't even care that there was a rabbit on a leash in the park.
Dude, I was trying. And then, you can say bunny, rabbit in the books and she loves it, smiles. As soon as she sees real life rabbit, tears.
Not as good.
Doesn't want to go near. But
Are you finding being a parent to a one-year-old good? Because, we were apart for 3 years. We catch up occasionally for a couple of frosty ones, but didn't see too much of each other. And so now that we're hanging out every day, I'm starting to realize Matt O'Kide's life is so much different to the last time I used to hang out with you regularly. You're putting out bunny rabbits in the park, my friends.
You know, we talked to the listener earlier before about their dog voice. Now, every parent you know, even the most hard-ass bikey criminal will talk to their kid like, oh, look at the little bunny rabbit. Ah, they've got little voices. Oh, hello, I'm Bob the Banana. Like, it's just so ridiculous. But, you know, I've realized, yes, things have changed as becoming a parent, and there's things I never thought I would do that I find myself doing each day. And, you know, you think you're surprised. It's more surprising for me, my friend.
So you've become a bit reflective this week. And so a Friday, perfect way to just sort of take a look back on your life since becoming a parent and just maybe even write down a couple of the ways that Mattokine's existence has changed since your beautiful daughter came into the world.
Yeah, play some music. Let's go. These are the things that have changed by becoming a dad. I never thought I'd say things like, wow, that's a huge poop. Well done. And like, wow, this rap music is quite rude and derogatory. I never thought I'd spend so much time just staring at someone sleeping. Like, sometimes she'll just wake up and I'm just staring at her like a creep. And she's so cute, just lying there, you know?
You're just treating her like Justine Schofield's Instagram there, mate.
Oh, my God, please.
Don't think much has changed there, mate.
I'm not grossed out by eating the placenta anymore.
What?
Well, because, you know, I didn't know what one looked like. So when everyone was like, oh, you know, apparently Tom Cruise eats a placenta or whatever, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that's sort of a bit gross. But now that I've seen one, I'm like, that's quite meaty.
Wait, wait, a placenta or the placenta?
I think, well, the one that you've contributed to in some way.
Okay, good. Good.
Well, I don't know if the male contributes to the placenta at all, to be honest. Surely the growth of the baby would contribute to deposit some sort of... Anyways, the fact of the matter is, it looks like a really good cut of meat. I point to dogs now. And actually, do you know what? I find this very frustrating. And I know I've got a conspiracy theory here. You know I like my conspiracy theories, Alex Dyson.
Yeah, you love it.
All right. So, I don't want to point to dogs. I think dogs exist, right, as an evolutionary trait of theirs. You have to walk a dog, right? You have to walk a dog.
Mm.
Otherwise, they get very upset. So they make you have to walk it. So by walking it, you're constantly being shown to the world. Now, when you've got a one-year-old, you don't have much stuff to talk to them about. All you can do is when you see something, you go, oh, look, dog, right? So you're pointing to these dogs. I don't like dogs. I don't want my one-year-old to like dogs, but no one's walking their cats.
Right? Well, they were walking their rabbits. You just saw one.
Yeah, but that's one in a million. It's dogs everywhere. And so every time you see a dog, it's ridiculous. I actually see, I've caught myself so many times just walking along the street going, oh, look, dog.
So
and
you're,
then I
you're saying
my daughter's not even next to me. I do it. It all happens all the time.
So you're saying the big dog industry is making you take dogs for walks, so you brainwash children
yes,
into liking them by pointing at them.
Wanting more dogs, I swear to God. These are things that have changed.
And I thought
about
you
me.
Were. I thought you'd got off the deep end with the moon landing, mate. Any other things that have changed?
No, I tell you what has changed a lot. I have
right, final
a level,
final change in Mattokine.
I feel a level of love for someone that I didn't knew existed within me, and I love her so much, and spending time with her makes me so happy, and I'm so proud of who she's becoming, and every day is just a joy to spend with her. So I'll take that over any easy Zoom call any day of the week.
That's beautiful, my man. It sounds good. Man, I just want to catch up with you at the pub and grab a beer and have a little T-bone placenta and talk about life.
Yeah, can we do it between 9:45 and 11? Because that's when she sleeps.
It's a date.
All day breakfast with a cup of tea with a tea bag stuck in it. Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
A seventh coffee never hurt anyone.
Oh, I feel a buzz.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast here with you. And something caught my eye, Alex Dyson, as I was scrolling the pages of the news sites. I mean, yes, there is turmoil throughout the world. There is economic crashes, but
childhood dreams occasionally come up, Matt O'Kine.
Yeah, and it's absolutely amazing to see how some people live. I'll tell you that much. Here with us is a real estate agent from Brisbane, Mr. Drew Davies. Drew, how are you going?
I'm very well, team. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you very much for taking our call, because I'm sure that your phone is running hot with inquiries to one of the hottest properties on the market right now. Quite an unusual property that you are selling at the moment. What is the feature that is getting everyone excited?
It's a quirky one. So we've got a three-level Queenslander in Hamilton, and it's got a seven-foot skateboard bowl in one of the living rooms.
Now, someone just watched a little bit too much Tony Hawk here, Drew. Yeah, what is a skate bowl doing in the living room?
Look, that's where it starts with most people, is a bit of Tony Hawk on the PlayStation. But look, not this current owner, but the previous owner owns a company called Concrete Skate Parks. And he owned the house and he thought, I'm going to build one for myself in my living room.
As you do. I mean, when if someone said, like, I've got friends who said, oh, you know, I've got a skate ramp. Dad built me a skate ramp, you know, and you go over and it's the stuff that you know, well, dreams aren't made of. It's just crappy piees of wood.
It's a pallet
together.
And a buddy cardboard box.
It's
basically
the things that injuries are made of. That's what it's made of. But I mean, what was it like when you walked into this joint?
That's exactly what I thought. So I met the son of this owner at an open home, and he was on crutches. He had a broken toe. We were chatting, and he said, I broke my toe in the skateboard bowl that I have in my house. I was like, oh, cool. You've got a skate ramp in your backyard. And he said, no, mate, I've got a skateboard bowl in my house. I said, where's your dad? And he pointed out his dad. And I just made a beeline for him. I said, mate, do you have a skateboard bowl in your house? He confirmed it. So I promptly invited myself over to view it for myself. And that was 4 years ago.
Wow.
And now we're on the market.
So wait.
Oh, you circled like a hawk, Drew. You've been having your eyes on him.
I used to skateboard myself. I've been calling him without a doubt every 3 months for the last 4 years.
That's it. So you weren't even in involved from a real estate perspective. You were just a boarder who wanted somewhere to ride. Is that right, Drew?
Look, I was excited to sell it, but I just thought there's no better agent in the world for this particular home. But like, skate bowl aside, the thing that makes this so exciting and so great is you're in a three-level Queenslander. It's a huge house on a 910 block, only 4 kilometres from the city, in one of Brisbane's most prestigious suburbs. So,
all right, you're a good sell, Drew. Now just talk to us about the bowl, mate.
That's an interesting thing, because real estate agents with their adjectives, Drew, can always be a little bit loquacious. When you said quirky usually means, you know, the sink leaks rather than a skate bowl in the living room. So you've sort of got free reign here, and you even like skateboarding lingo. Are you saying this is a radical house or something like that?
I would lean more on the side of gnarly.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
But I mean, look, long story short, I mean, if you've got kids, this is an instant passport to the cool club.
Oh, isn't it?
Have you given the bowl a ride?
Yeah, 100%. Of course I have.
You've been there for 4 years, Matt.
Break your toe?
No, I tore my calf muscle, actually.
This skate bowl doesn't have a good record as far as I'm concerned. What is this, a house from Scooby-Doo? Is it haunted? Like, what's going on?
I only listed it this past Monday. So I put a little teaser clip up on my Instagram last week, and within, you know, a couple of hours, I was getting direct messages from skateboard pros across Australia and across the world. So I was starting to, you know, a bit of heat was getting put on. I thought, all right, well, for the video, I better show a few skills myself.
Oh,
didn't
wow.
go too well, but I'm okay.
Go with the extra mile.
Didn't pull off the 1080 like that 11-year-old recently.
No, but how's this? I'm so glad you said that. The Tom Shah, who was the first person to ever do a 1080, has skated this bowl.
Whoa! Okay, so this is a serious stuff. Well, you know what? I would purchase this, Drew. It would be, but I'm going to be honest, more of a blader. You know, give me the open road.
No.
Give me the long boulevards.
Oh, it disappoints me every
boulevards
day, Drew.
Where I could ride my shorts high and I could just cruise, my man. But I really wish you all the best.
I wish he wasn't, honestly. I wish he wasn't.
Hey, look, guys, if you do want to check out the home, I'll drop another video on my Instagram this evening. It's at definitely Drew Davies.
All right, Drew
All
Davies.
Right, legend.
It's been
Thanks,
a pleasure
Drew.
Talking to you. Ice up that calf and look forward to seeing who takes it out at auction private sale. Are you going to do auction in the bowl?
Of course we're doing it in the bowl, June the 6th.
Excellent, man. All right, legend. Take care, bro. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
You're a legend, bro. Thank you very much
That's
for
great.
Talking. And yeah, all the best with it. I tell you what, if that would be so fun to go up there and see an open house one time, Matty. You just give it a go. If the restrictions weren't on, we'd see you there, Drew.
I literally just pulled up right now to open the open house.
Oh, man, we should have caught you when you were doing, you know, going down the lip. You would have loved it.
I really did hammer myself. So we're literally about to release the 1 minute big sort of clip that we'll pump across Australia. And at the very end, there's about 4 or 5 clips of me slamming and dropping in. It's
oh, man, I cannot
Great.
Wait for that. Thank
awesome.
You so much, Drew.
Thanks, Drew.
I appreciate it, guys.
Order up. Just how you like it.
Perfect. Alex Dyson, as we approach the weekend, different restrictions are being lifted around Australia due to the easing of COVID-19.
Yes, indeed. Earlier on, we already chatted to a few people who were up to some things, but we thought because it's a bit tricky with different states doing different things that we'd give you a little bit of a quiz so that people can know exactly what is going on around the country. So let's play that game. And welcome our contestants here. It's a big happy Friday to Caitlin from Hamilton. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, how you going?
So, Caitlin, so good.
There's a lot of Hamiltons around Australia. Which Hamilton are you from or in?
I'm from the one in Victoria.
Oh, very nice. In the electorate of Wannon down there.
Oh, you ran for that.
I did. I hope you voted for me there, Caitlin. Not going to put you on the spot or anything, but welcome to the quiz. No extra points for votes, all right? I'm just making that clear. but you're going to be playing against, it looks like another Victorian, Loz from Frankston. Hello.
Hello.
Are you excited for a few bit of easing this weekend?
Yes.
Now, obviously,
see some people.
What'd you say?
I said I'm excited to see some people.
Oh man, it's gonna be so good, hey?
Yeah. Have you been by yourself mainly, Loz?
Yeah. Yeah. So I live by myself, and I've been working from home since like the end of March, which is awesome. But just me hanging out.
All right. Well, you've had your boys, Matt and Alex, for the last week and a half as well. So that is good to know. And we are about to get into this quiz. Now, you are from Victoria. There are questions around the country because people listening from everywhere, including, I was even looking at where people are listening from. A big hello to the two listeners who are tuning in from Estonia.
What?
Exactly. They're from all over the place. And yeah, we do not discriminate, but this is going to be an Australia-wide quiz. Buzz in with your names, okay, contestants, and we will get started. Question number one, okay, this one's about Queensland. In Queensland, after this weekend, people will be allowed to take day trips up to 150 kilometres within their region, whilst in those in rural areas will be allowed to travel 500 kilometres within the outback. Question is, if I was driving my ute east from Mount Isa towards Longreach at 100 kilometres an hour, how long would it take until I was a dirty rule breaker?
Caitlin?
Okay.
Caitlin, go for it.
5 hours.
That's absolutely correct. Congratulations. 1 kilometre, 100 kilometres an hour. It will take you 5 hours to do 500 kilometres. Of course, though, Caitlin, you would not actually be allowed to drive to Longreach from Mount Isa. It is 647 kilometres away. So don't even think about it.
So, yeah, I know you were thinking about it. Don't, okay? Don't. Hey, guys, question number two. From tonight, the number of visitors you can have over to your house in New South Wales at any one time will increase from 2 to 5. Which of the following groups of people would not be allowed to attend a dinner party? Is it A, the Chicago Bulls starting team, B, the band Ben's Folds 5, C, the Wise Men and their Camels, or D, Danny Ocean and his fellow thieves?
Caitlin.
Caitlin again.
The Chicago Bulls.
Oh, that's incorrect.
I don't know what you got against the Bulls, Caitlin, but...
That's incorrect. The Chicago Bulls starting team is 5 people, so they would be allowed, which leaves it open, a choice of 3, 4. Loz from Frankston. What do you reckon, Loz?
I can't remember the options.
Okay, you've either got the band, Ben Folds 5, yep, the Wise Men and their Camels, or Danny Ocean and his fellow thieves.
I'm going to go Danny
Ocean. Absolutely correct. Hey, do you know
what? Famously, Ocean's 11. 11 people would absolutely not be allowed and you would cop a fine.
I'm going to stick up for Caitlin here, though, because just looking at our question here, I'm wondering, the number of visitors you can have over to your house will increase from 2 to 5. So you can have 5 visitors.
You can have 5 extras. Yeah, no matter who is in the house, you can have 5 people. So stop questioning the Quizmaster, Matt O'Kyle. Question number 3. All right, unlike other states, Victoria, cafes will remain closed for seated patrons for at least a few more weeks, which means for Victorians, the only people who will be able to serve you a delicious all-day breakfast is who?
Caitlin.
Love. Ooh, Caitlin, that is you first.
Matt and Alex.
That is true, yes. The only ones serving up that hot piping all-day breakfast that you need and you're able to sit down when doing it. So that is absolutely correct. I believe that's Caitlin 2. Score check. Caitlin 2, Loz 1.
Ooh, it's neck and neck, getting very close down to the wire. 2 questions to go. Question number 4. In WA, from Monday, the 18th of May, restrictions will ease further to some of the most lenient in the country. All right. Now, with the number of people allowed to gather indoors doubling from 10 to 20. Speaking of doubles, who won the Wimbledon men's doubles final in 1993?
Ooh. Okay.
Whoever made that sound, it sounded like you just saw something gross on your shoe. That's what that sounded.
I wouldn't even know who won the recent doubles.
Okay. I'll give you a clue. They also won 94, 95, 96, and 97 Wimbledon doubles. Men's doubles. Another clue. They're Australian. I think the time is...
Would you know who they are?
I literally have no idea about tennis.
It's Todd Woodbridge and Mark Woodford, a.k.a. the Woodies, our famous Australian men's doubles duo. They won 5 Wimbledons in a row. Pretty good stuff. That is absolutely true. The Woodies are the goodies. Now let's go on to question number 5. South Australian question. Okay, so here we go. South Australia is the only jurisdiction to have eased its ban on caravanning, camping, and regional travel in general. The question is, will this make those activities fun?
Caitlin.
Caitlin.
I'm going to say no.
She's done it. She's taken the win. Caitlin coming through with a third.
Still not cool.
And apologies, Loz from Frankston, although I am slightly happy that Caitlin got that one, because if you got it, you would have got 2. It would have been 2 all, and we did not have a backup question. And so, Caitlin, you're winning.
One point.
Yeah, that's good. You know, we should have a wooden spoon to send you, but we don't. Sorry.
But what we do have is this amazing prize that's been put together by Sam, our producer. It is a COVID survival pack. We have medium disposable vinyl gloves, some face masks, some hand sanitizer, and some antibacterial wipes. Stay on the line, Caitlin. We're going to get your details and we're going to send you this so you are prepared for the weekend, because whilst restrictions are easing, we do want to remain safe to make sure that this bloody virus doesn't get any worse.
Yep.
Thanks, boys.
Cool. Thank you so much. Well, Loz. We will catch you later, Matt O'Kine. That brings us to the end of another tasty all-day breakfast. Our first prize given away. How about that?
Yeah, we hope you enjoy your weekend. I know what I'll be doing. Alex Dyson might have to go and get an open home. Yeah, pack the skateboard.
Put that in there. That would be not too bad at all. All right. Well, enjoy that one. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to see my dad this weekend, but maybe old Papa Dyson will get a visit sometime soon. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep him safe.
I would love to catch my dad. He's in a different state, so shout out to him. Hopefully I'll see my sister. I'll also be doing Furphy Friday, by the way, hanging out with Aaron Finch.
Oh, yeah, you could do Zumba with me on Saturday morning as well. Have a little exercise. Get those crumb chips off your crumbles off the chest, Matt O'Kine, and have a boogie with me, mate.
No.
10 a.m.
Don't forget, Woods is the goods. This is Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast. I'll see you next time.